The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, you justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts, for what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord. I think you will agree with me that the desire of every human person is to live happily ever after. That's what we all strive for, wish for, desire. And yet the world tells us, in order to fulfill that desire, you need money, you need power, you need education, you need fame, you need prestige, you need connections. But yet we all know from our human experience that that's not true. No one lives forever after. Whether you're rich, poor, whether you're healthy or sick, whether you're powerful or not, not everyone is happy. Very rich and powerful people, they're not happy. They keep looking for more and more. And that's what Jesus terms as dishonest wealth. Because what the world tells us is going to help us fulfill that desire, all of these things are dishonest because they will not give us what we want. And so Jesus tells us, if you have these dishonest wealth, this dishonest wealth, whether it's money, fame, possessions, prestige, share it with others, use it for the good of others, because that's how you grow rich in the honest wealth. In love, compassion, mercy, and kindness, forgiveness. And that's what will lead us into heaven where we can live happily ever after. Don't hoard it to yourself. Don't cling to it. Because if you can be trusted in this dishonest wealth to share it and be generous with it, how will God trust us with honest wealth, eternal life? And that's why we can't serve both God and the world and everything the world represents. We have to be smart. We have to learn from our human experiences. You don't have to be, you know, a genius to figure out that all of these things really is not making people happy. Only God can fulfill that desire for us. And he does it by us sharing generously the blessings that we have, so we can grow with those gifts that will lead us to live happily ever after.